Let us think about what life was like in America in the 19th century, especially around the middle of the 19th century. There was no electricity. Your lights were provided by candles and gas lights. The ambient noise level was much lower than today. In other words, it was a quieter time. The loudest sound the average person may have heard was a whistle on a train powered by steam. The Industrial Revolution in America had begun in 1820 until about 1840. So our society was changing, becoming more city-oriented instead of country-oriented. The Civil War, the war between the states, was between 1861 to 1865. There you would have heard, if you were nearby some of the battles, gun and cannon fire. Unless you lived in a major city, there were few concerts to attend. The music you heard was primarily in church. There were few professional musicians. The first organ in America is mentioned in 1703. These instruments were imported from other countries, particularly in England. Americans began to build organs by the late 1700s. One of the notable ones that emigrated from Germany to Pennsylvania was David Tannenberg. Two of his instruments exist in Winston-Salem, in the Brothers' House, single Brothers' House, as well as in the auditorium that has been built at Old Salem in the last few years. This organ was originally built and restored just about 10-15 years ago, that had been built for Home Moravian Church in Winston-Salem. Organs were built for churches for use as service instruments. Rare would have been an organ concert. They were used to accompany hymns and choral music, and most consisted of one or two manuals or keyboards. There were very few organs in America that were not in church buildings. A few had been built that were in Philadelphia, Boston, New York, but some of the major ones that happened was just about this time of this organ in the Boston Music Hall in 1863, an instrument that had been imported from Germany. And then in Mechanics Hall in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1864, which is a Hook organ built by the Hook brothers of Boston. There were two main centers of American organ building, New York City and Boston. George Stevens, 1803 to 1894, began his career as an apprentice with his brother William to William Goodrich, who was an organ builder in Cambridgeport, Massachusetts. He formed his own company in Boston in 1839. He is considered to be the father of organ building in Boston. He built over 800 organs, consisting primarily of one or two manuals, until his retirement in 1892. Fewer than 75 of these instruments survive today. The visual and tonal design was considered conservative by the late 19th century as other builders began to experiment with other sounds and mechanisms. The St. Albans organ is a pipe organ, amongst the oldest in Mecklenburg County. It was similar to other Stevens organs in appearance and sound. The number of stops for a small to medium-sized church building, you notice that the case is symmetrical. You could cut it in half, and it's identical on either side. This represents order in the classical sense of architecture. The stops are on two manuals with the ability to couple them to the pedals with its one or two stops. The specification is conservative for the time. It has a few stops that are called divided stops. If you look on your program where it gives the stop list, you'll see that at least two of them have the same name, basically, but it's the treble or the bass. And this was common in small instruments in England and in America in the early days to save money so that you could get more for your money, so to speak. By dividing the stops, you could get little differences of color. This was built, as was said, for the Methodist Church, a suburb of Providence, Rhode Island. We used probably for hymns and for simple choral music. The overall sound of this organ is less in volume than what, if you are an organ fan and you hear some of these major instruments in around the country, this may sound softer to you, but you have to remember that our time of the mid-1860s was a whole different set of sensibilities than what we have today of what we consider soft and loud. The stops of the swell division are enclosed, and they're much softer than the grate. Originally, there was probably just the one original pedal stop, the 16-foot Borden, that gives the lowest pitch in the organ. This organ has tracker action, which means that it's mechanical. When I push a key, that there's a direct mechanical link to open what's called the palate under the chest that has the pipe sitting out to allow the air in. All the stops are wind-blown, reflecting living creatures. No electronic sounds, no speakers. The 13 to 14 original stops were with 2 to 3 additional stops on the grate and the pedal. Added after this installation was the zimbal stern, the bells mounted on the rotating wheel. Originally, the wind was supplied by a pump worked by a person. One concession to our century is that it has an electric blower. You turn on a switch and it provides the air.